Hey, what up? It's Ezra, bringing you a quick video about YouTube and YouTube videos that you've done in the past, whether you're new to YouTube or whether you're a veteran. And if you've been putting YouTube videos up for 10 years or 8 years or 5 years, this is some pretty valuable information. Let's jump right into it. YouTube is, like the internet is kind of like real estate, right? And so Facebook has their real estate, Twitter has their real estate, Amazon has their real estate, Google has their real estate. And right now, you can benefit from this real estate fight, okay? YouTube, which is owned by Google, they are, they're fighting for real estate just like everyone else. And if you uploaded videos a long time ago, whether it was for fun, or especially if it was for selling a product on Amazon, or a product on your own website, or a product in a brick and mortar store. Now, you should really go back to all your old YouTube videos and update them. And what I mean by update them is that, let's just use this as an example of my last video for YouTube. You wanna update everything, okay? So you wanna update the title, you wanna add hashtags to the title, you wanna update the description, which I think you can use 5,000 spaces or 5,000 words. It's one of those, it's a lot though. You should fill this up. Now, I didn't fill this up. These are like my first YouTube videos doing it in this style, so I'm not too concerned with filling that up now. But if you have the option to fill this up and be very keyword mindful when you do that with paragraphs and all the information about what's in your video, that should all be updated. You should have the hashtags updated. You might even wanna give it a, you can see the thumbnails down here. You might wanna give it a new thumbnail. Spruce up the thumbnail. There's been a lot of advancements in thumbnails over the last, years. You can see when you go to trending on YouTube, people are using all different kinds of ways to get views. I don't suggest you do clickbait because that's just not right. But you want to update everything. So if you have old YouTube videos, especially if they're selling products, you want to update everything. Title, hashtags, the description, the thumbnail, put a new thumbnail in, the tags. You want to try to fill this up and use as much as you can. Be keyword mindful. And what I mean by keyword mindful is don't trick anybody into viewing your video. Put keywords that are relevant to your video in here and you'll get views and you'll sell your product, to the right people. You're not trying to trick anybody by doing these tags or the description or the title for that matter. Create a playlist, definitely. Add some cards, add the end screen. Definitely go to the advanced tab, put in a video location if that's what you want to show. But if you're doing hashtags for your video, you probably don't want the video location because it cancels it out sometimes. Not always, but sometimes it does. You want to change the recording date, update it to whatever day you update all the rest of it. The language and the category too. You might have put something up in the category of education like I have here. And then you might want to do how to, because it kind of fits under both. As far as this video, as far as mine, but your video might have been comedy when you first uploaded it 5-10 years ago, and now it could be news. So you could use that and change those. But doing all this and updating all this, new title, new description, new tags, spruce up your thumbnail, doing all this will get you more views lately. There's been a lot of people on the internet talking about this, and I just thought I'd talk about it because I actually did it and it actually helped me in what I'm doing. I have videos that were getting stagnant. They weren't getting hits anymore for various clients, and I updated all this and kept it all relevant, and they're now cranking again. So it's time for you to go back in here to these old videos, whether it was 5 years ago, whether it was 2 years ago, or whether it was 10 years ago like me. I have old YouTube videos that are 10, 11 years old, and I'm updating them, and they're cranking again, getting hits like they used to be. So, you know, if you sell a product, whether it's on Amazon or whether you sell a product on your own website or you sell a service, even if you're trying to get people in your yoga studio and you make yoga videos, you want to update all that information, especially if your videos have become stagnant and not been getting as many hits as they used to be. I mean, everybody knows back 10 years ago when you used to put a video up, it was just amazing. Nowadays, you got to fight for it. Nowadays, it's a little more difficult to get those views, and you got to fight for them, and you got to do a little bit of work. It's not going to be easy, but you know, if you're going to sell that product, you want to keep all this stuff updated. So that's the video for today. If you have any questions, comments, please like, subscribe, comment down below. Any questions you might have. More videos coming up soon. Google ad videos, Amazon sponsored ad videos, all that stuff coming soon. Hope everybody had a great 4th of July. And I'll see you next time. Thanks.